This is URN Sport.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the home of the oldest professional football club in the country, home of Notts County. My name is Nick Clay, and I'm joined here today by Freddie Stewart for the Varsity Football. Freddie, how are you doing?
I'm good, Nick. Good afternoon, and what perfect conditions we have here today. A little bit mild, was quite hot this morning, but seems to have cooled down a little bit, and a blustery wind, which will make the long ball very interesting this afternoon.
The two teams are now emerging from the tunnel. The green and gold resplendent in their kit. Trent, of course, wearing their pink kit with black shorts and pink socks. There's two teams coming out alongside the referee. We have two female linesmen today and the male referee in the centre circle. But we are now just a few minutes away from kickoff as the Champions League music rings around Notts County. Could be a few more years until they hear that here again. But for now, it's time to hand over to our commentary team for the women's game. It's Alex Buxton and Freddie Alcock.
Katie Gray, she's passed one, cuts inside there, great tackle from Trent, Looney Orb almost clearly on goal, but prevented at a last stage tackle from Trent. Up to the striker, Olivia Bramley, puts that right, oh, down to the right, Trent bearing down goal just outside the end of the penalty area, but well defended by Chelsea Greasy, who has been solid as a rock so far. Oh, Ilse with the ball here, looks to take on Lyosa, takes a passer, has it gone goal, is it going goal, Mallory Isley has scarlet over the goalkeeper. She has a speculative effort just outside around a 25-yard mark. It's in a slight deflection of Lyosa and drifts over Sarah Buckley. We expect her to get a few hands in it, but she can only prevent it from going in the goal. And it eventually trickles in, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've got to say Sarah Buckley in goal there. I don't want to have to blame anyone for that goal, but you just felt maybe she was a bit too far off her line then. Maybe her positioning wasn't as good as it could have been. It was a good strike. You have to give credit to the shooter there. But Sarah Buckley, she's played so well so far as well, hasn't she, Alex? It's a real shame that she maybe has made a slight mistake there.
How has that not gone in?
That's absolutely unbelievable, Alex.
Great.
I can't believe that's gone in.
Ball in by Morgan. Spilled by the keeper. It's bobbing around. Gray and Ayupi both had chances to hit it in, but all they can do is hit the post. How is the game 1-0 for thee?
I have no idea. We've hit the woodwork twice now. Unioff getting closer and closer.
Oh, great thing goal, surely. But good. Oh, it looked like the keeper was going to give it. Gray just gets in front of the keeper, but she cannot quite recover the second ball and Trent recover. But the pressure is still on here. But as we look to hit a ball into the corner, into the box, Morgan looks like she's going to recover it as the cross is over here. She's now on the left hand side. She looks to hit a ball in.
What's the ball?
It's a whipped ball in. But once again, Trent clear. Yeah, left hit with a big, big challenge there. She had to win that ball. Absolutely crucial that she got there, or Trent would have been in on goal there and would surely have got a second. Fantastic inception.
And
there.
Yuppie does well there. Under pressure from Trent, takes the ball down the right side, around 30 yards out from goal. Looks to Morgan on the side. It goes to Kate Gray. Morgan through and goal. It's going to be Bears in goal. Go for it. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Great save from the keeper. Goes back out to Morgan. He's going to have a second bite of the cherry. Get it nuts. Oh, and she slips. Appeals for a penalty, but she did appear just to lose her footing there.
Owen with the ball looks for Gray up top. Use her strength and a good touch to take the ball to the right byline as she edges towards the penalty area, looking to whip a ball in here.
Oh, no, man!
Gets.
Oh, she went past two. Surely pulls it back. Oh!
Wow.
That was absolutely brilliant. Who was that from Redmond there? She not made one Trent defender. She took it past another Trent defender. Absolutely brilliant. She pulled the ball back for Rippy, but she just couldn't get there ahead of the final Trent defender.
That was absolutely unbelievable from a Yuppie there. Yeah, that first touch to set it up was fantastic enough. But the second touch, just to hit that ball, beautifully curled it. 30 yards out as well, and it's just wide of the goal. The keeper had absolutely no chance if that was an inch to the left.
Yes.
Fantastic from a Yuppie there.
Definitely would have been a contender for goal of the season there. As Unioff keep it.
Mistake!
Spilt by Aguirre in the trend goal from a long ball from Unioff. But Katie Guy can't quite capitalise as he just runs past it. It's been a game of fine margins here, and Unioff really need to get that goal.
The Trent players charge in the pit. They have won the Women's Football Varsity Picture 2017, and they have won for the fifth year in a row. But let's not take that away from the performances of the Green and Gold, who are
absolutely fantastic.
Ali and Dom are joined by a few of the players. Guys, are you there?
Katie, excellent performance in the second half, especially from you. How was it playing there?
Yeah, it was a tough game. We know what they're like, so we played them in the league. We felt we were favourites. We had the most chances, just a shame we couldn't capitalise on them.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Varsity Football 2017 here at Meadow Lane. Freddie, after that disappointing result for the women's game, we've got to move on, pick ourselves up and get ready for this men's fixture.
Yes, Nick, how much motivation will the men's side gain from that really close defeat for the women's team? They'll be out for revenge, surely, and now they've got a chance to clinch the series.
I think they will be very up for that. Obviously, we haven't won this fixture in 6 years, the men's football. They will be wanting to break that streak, and it now, as you say, rests on their shoulders to claim Varsity 2017 outright. We have obviously retained the series yesterday at Super Wednesday, but to win the series outright, we need just one more point. Will that point come tonight?
But looks as though it's a good chance here on the right with Jack Duffy. He's got the ball now. He passes it back. There's the cross in from the right back. That looks to be a good ball. And it's got in already. Nottingham Trent have scored with 2 minutes in the cross. That came from Makeem Reid and has been headed in already. But I believe it's Josh Barrostrin. Straight away, it's a goal down. Nottingham Trent ecstatic, and the University of Nottingham already have to come from a goal behind. It's incredible.
The worst possible start for University of Nottingham there. They looked like there was no danger there. We did lose the ball with a poor clearance, and Trent capitalised. It was a poor cross in all honesty. But as I said at the start of the game, it was Matt raving about Matt Dix and his experience. He sort of lost his man and didn't really get the Trent attacker got a jump on him, and it was a very good header.
Will Daly on the ball now. It comes back all the way to Jerry Nash. Back to Daly. He's got a good ball in. Oh, it's a free header! And it's over the bar.
He's got to score. Free header. He had the whole space of the box with there. It was a brilliant cross. Once again, some poor defending. There doesn't seem to be much communication between our back four. And there was two players free there, in fact. He may have been just offside, but he's got to at least hit the target.
Brilliant play from the University of Nottingham. Here's James Bessie. He's trying to carve a shot out for himself potentially. Here he goes on the left foot, surely. No, right foot instead. And it's just past the right-hand side of the post. It's wonderful stuff from James Bessie. He did really well to weave his way through there. But shot from outside the box, just wide. The header come away from a UON player, but it's been back with Trent. It's back to Josh Barrostrin with a good cross in, and it's been put in again. It's a second goal for Nottingham Trent, and it's just got worse. They've doubled their lead. The wonderful ball in, and it's been smashed in the centre by, I believe it was, Jake Wright, who has been absolutely fantastic. The goal scorer, now provider, and now it looks like an absolute mountain to climb already for UON. It's 2 to Trent, Nottingham 0. Van Glock, there's space on the right, which he finds so. Here is Josh Banfield. Rosamund's in the middle. Here he is. No! Oh! And it went over the head. Oh, penalty! It's a penalty to the University of Nottingham for, I believe it was, a foul caused by Rakeem Reid on Ed Rolfe. So a bit of maybe a pull of the shirt. I'm not quite entirely sure. I didn't quite see it. But looks as though the referee's given something for the foul caused by allegedly Rakeem Reid on Ed Rolfe. It's a penalty to UON.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. It's Tom Hayes actually stepping up, who's placed the ball down to take the penalty.
Oh,
the
my goodness.
The ex-Trent man to bring it back for UON.
This is astonishing. Steve Martin has given a controversial penalty like he did against Nottingham Forest, Newcastle. It's the penalty. It's been saved! But the rebound is saved again. And Jake Wood has denied Tom Hayes against his old team from the 12-yard spot. A brilliant save from Jake Wood to his right side to deny the penalty. And then the rebound came back to Tom Hayes. And Jake Wood is there again. And it's a penalty to the UON. And they couldn't score that. It's just not been their night at all. The men's football belongs to Trent yet again. Referee Steve Martin blows his whistle, and we said there wasn't going to be a pitch invasion. There is now, because men's varsity belongs to Trent yet again. It's 6 wins in a row against their fiercest rivals in varsity. Both goals coming from crosses as more and more of the Trent army flood onto the pitch. Goals from Josh Barr-Rostrin, from a brilliant cross from Rakeem Reed with the header, and then the second goal coming in the first half as well. Brilliant finish from Jake Wright from Barr-Rostrin's cross.
This is URN Sport.